Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mail over to sales@gabradionetwork.com. That's sales at...
It's Atlanta Rhythm Section bringing us back. Doraville, one of their best ones. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And we're having a great visit with Rick Maurer, M-A-U-R-E-R, rickmaurer.com. Check out his website. You can find his books there. Why Don't You Want What I Want? Beyond the Wall of Resistance, Feedback Toolkit. And you've still got the toolkit up there, don't you?
Funny, I haven't seen that book advertised in probably over 10 years. The Productivity Press, which does quality and customer service stuff, publishes it, and they asked me to do a rewrite about 5 years ago. Every 6 months I get a royalty check.
Wow.
I mean, I'm not buying a vacation home in Aruba based on that, but it's been in print since 1994.
It's a good one, no question about it. Congratulations. That's a high-class thing to happen there, and I'm not surprised. So you got some. We're wrapping up our unforced error. The reason so many changes don't happen that should happen, Rick tells us, he's been telling us, is because of unforced errors. We don't get out of our own way. We don't set things up right. We don't make the right commitments to it. We don't communicate the right things to people. Things that we could have fixed. Falling off a log, things that didn't cost any money, right, Rick?
Yep.
Nobody could say, oh, we didn't have enough resources, we didn't have enough bandwidth. It was literally something somebody could have flipped a switch inside their head and fixed.
Yep. I'm not discounting the fact that there are those things that you need more bandwidth and all of that, but I'm talking about the amount of changes and projects that don't work simply because we kick the ball into our own goal.
Exactly. So what's our instructions?
Okay. So the first instruction is I would take a look at some project maybe that isn't going well right now and just tap yourself on the shoulder and go, huh, is there something that I could be doing to build support for this that I'm not doing? And if you have a good friend who you can trust on this, you might say, hey, you know, I got a feeling we don't have the support we need, where we're not making the progress. Is there anything here that I'm not thinking about? And really focus on the human part of it, the relationship part of it. That would be the first thing to do. And then say, okay, so we need to keep people in the loop. So don't go out and buy some software to do that or some system. Say, okay, what works? What works for me? What am I likely going to do? And what are other people going to respond to? Mm-hmm. So when we were talking right before the break, you said, oh, you know, and you came up with two or three ideas, like just off the cuff. They were all really simple, like saying, hey, Bill, so what's your reaction to what I just said?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, so start small. Start with, you know, because if it's an unforced error, you already know what to do. And most of my clients know what to do. And by the way, and I keep saying my clients, I made a huge unforced error earlier this summer and lost a client.
Mm.
And when I look back on it, it's the very kind of thing that I would have advised a client, hey, do you know what you're doing?
No, that's the thing I remind people about all the time on the show. I tell them, look, I'm a small business owner too. I'm learning a lot of this stuff while you are. You know what I mean? And even as long as I've been selling, Rick, and there is no better salesperson on the planet than me, I still have to remind myself and refresh myself on fundamentals sometimes.
Yeah.
And I'll make a sales call, and I'll come out of that call, like you said, like you indicated a minute ago, I'll come out of that call, and I'll say, man, that was a bone-thin thing to do there. Why did I do? I know better than that.
Yeah.
You can never stop fixing yourself, can you?
You can't. It's, by the way, when I wanted to go back to school to learn the kind of stuff I learned right now, I didn't want to get a doctorate. Not that I was against that, but I wanted a place like spring training where baseball players go and practice stuff they've been doing since they were 6 years old.
You wanted to get dirt under your nails, didn't you?
I did. Yeah, and I finally found a place like that because I needed feedback on the fundamentals.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't get that. And often our corporate training and the books we read, what's new? What's mm-hmm. the new thing out there? Mm-hmm. And that's often not what we need.
I got time for one more.
One more. Well, one more, and a big unforced error, and this one I've talked about a lot in the past, is we don't explain why this project or this change is needed before we get into, okay, here's what we're going to do on Monday morning. And that big difference between why and how is huge, and it's so easy to take care of just to say, hey, here's why that we've got this threat or we got this
and here's why I'm telling you about it.
Exactly.
Not just here's why it's good for the company. Here's why I'm telling you about it.
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, Rick, rickmauer.com, folks. Check it out. Rick, thanks for good job today. Come back soon.
I will. Thanks, Jim.
Rick Maurer, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back. I got to take a quick break, though. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.